We play and call it work.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Sit and Talk, where I'm going to answer some of your questions. Now, there isn't a whole lot of questions this week, so I am pulling the questions early because I have to... Basically, I have a very full week, so I have to answer these pretty early this week. So there's not a whole lot here. So I'll try to explain things in more in-depth, and these guys will weigh in and try to get in, say what you want. Don't be quiet on this one. Okay. We'll all be the Sit and Talk. Everybody's going to answer my questions. And next week's question, Sit and Talk is actually going to be Matthew. So you leave your comments below for Matthew right here in the video on the MinioGaming webpage. This is easier for us to pull comments from the webpage itself. So what's your question for Matthew for next week? Cullen, what's my first question this week?
So the first one comes from Grave Robber. Steve, was wondering if you were going to get any of the new Forge World Iron Circle Dominatar Furium? Dominatar Furium class battle automata.
Automata
for your Iron Warriors.
Yes. Next question.
No, well, let's expand on this a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So they're expensive point wise and monetarily. For a guy that's this big, it's like $120 Canadian.
Yeah.
But I have to get at least two. I kind of want four. And I don't know.
That
I know.
Escalated quickly.
I know. And I don't think they're going to be super good. Like, they're going to be super defensive. I don't know how. They're going to be easy to avoid.
How often are you going to actually use them?
Not very much.
So.
But you want them?
Yeah, I have to paint them.
They're Primark costs for each one, right?
They're 205 points each.
No. I mean, like money wise.
Dollars.
No, they're a little bit cheaper than a Primark.
Because I'm pretty sure that's what Curse is worth.
The price of a cheaper Primark, then. I need four.
Now, how many did Perturabo actually build?
Six.
Why don't you get six? Don't they have a deal with six?
If
you
get they six? Do. We got to make Perturabo again.
Really?
At 205 points a model, if you use all six of his Iron Circle, you're 1,230 points before Perturabo. It's like a 1,700 point unit. I'm never going to use it, so no. Now, if somehow I just stumble across six of them, because Quirk bought me six, thanks for waving, Quirk. I'll use six in one game if Quirk buys them for me. But no, like they're up there in price. But yeah, I definitely will get at least two.
At least.
Eventually.
Tomorrow.
I don't want to do. So many things to pay.
Is the two of them the same cost as Renegade?
Yeah.
Are the two of those as expensive as two Night Titans?
So it's
wow.
You can get two Knights or two Dominatar Ferrum class battle automata.
Automata.
Come on.
Automata.
Next one?
Up here. So.
Okay. From Dazarid. Hey, Steve. If you had a choice to choose a faction in 40K, Fantasy, and Age of Sigmar to not exist, what would they be?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So a faction per game. So let's go 40K first.
Nothing should not exist? Yeah. So I wouldn't remove any faction from the game. I would rather fix rules or something about them.
But if you had to.
But if I had to remove one per system, 40K, my gut wants to say Tau, but I think Eldar are worse, a worse offender for the cheese. But at least, I don't know, I would probably upset less people by saying Tau, so probably more Eldar players.
So you're strictly talking gameplay.
Yeah.
What about lore-wise? Is there an army that you're like, you know what, they shouldn't be a full army?
Tau.
Well, no, because Tau and the lore have a full army.
Like. Yeah, but they're so tiny, they're inconsequential. Like one good crusade would wipe them out.
The Imperium's been trying and haven't succeeded.
They got plot armor. Doesn't make sense. You know it doesn't make sense. It's dumb.
I'm saying Grey Knights.
Yeah, sure, Grey Knights. They don't need... Yeah, whatever.
Grey Knights... Well, they're sent out to fight demons. When was the last time you saw the Grey Knights fight against demons?
Yesterday.
Good point.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Good point.
So, what about you? What would you kick out of the game? Say Tau, dude.
I never really thought of that. Maybe... I'm going to agree with Josh, just because I never really see any Grey Knights.
Yeah, okay.
All like, right. So out of all the factions, I feel like I don't really see Grey Knights at all.
You know what? Maybe Dark Eldar. Maybe you can fold them into the Eldar.
Well, no, they were their own separate, distinct.
But they didn't. They don't have to be. They can be. You know, like there's the Imperium.
Yeah.
We have Space Marines. We can have Eldar. We have.
See, I'm talking about what makes sense for fluff, not game balance or anything else. Just like what army would you not actually see that often fighting? It would be the Grey Knights. They don't.
Or the Tau.
Well, they still know. They fight everybody. The Tau.
In their little tiny little corner.
Well, they get some stuff going on.
I disagree.
There's fantasy? More Tau than there are Grey Knights.
Because of certain orders here, I'm going to point to the next question because I want to.
Whoa, we didn't say
what. Oh, fantasy. Sorry. Fantasy's easy, Skaven. Sorry, dude.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Yep. Only because they need to be like they're not going to get fixed. It's because their book came out at the wrong time for the current edition. So like when you have the house rule,
but their lore is amazing.
I agree. I actually love their lore.
Their lore is amazing.
But the fact that their spells don't have a designation right now, I know. It's only Skaven only because the time frame in which they or Bretonians because they're another one where it's a really old book that didn't quite keep up with the current rules.
Yeah, they never got an 8th edition update.
But so. Again, I would not get rid of anything because the Bretonians are like one of my first armies. I love them. Skaven, great fluff. I love that story about the tower. Like it's all good. I wouldn't remove anything, but if I had to, Skaven because Colin plays them.
It's because Steve just hates me. Age of Sigmar. Not really. It's kind of the same thing. But
that's the thing. The fluff is there's not enough there to really give that answer. Like there's not enough in the fluff to explain where. Like, I don't. I choose not to answer that one because I just don't know enough about the whole world of Age of Sigmar.
It's tough to say factions because they get the Grand Alliances, so you can't cut out a whole Grand Alliance.
Sure.
And then within that, the separate factions
are
fluffed out.
Okay, about. Tomb Kings because they're probably not going to fit the lore.
That's true.
Coming anyway.
That's
a good point. Yeah. Okay. I actually forget about them a lot.
Yeah.
Tomb Kings. They might be the ones cut out of fantasy as well.
Yes. Yeah. Go over to...
Here?
No, we can go this one. I mean, here, go to this one.
Okay, from Mentality. Steve, what blood type do you think Quark is? Rockstar positive? Monster negative?
I don't know. Rockstar negative. What is it? Hold on.
It's Rockstar.
There's only one can... Yeah, I'm recording.
Oh, okay.
Come on in, Rob. This is just a candid little. Yeah, he's just gonna jump.
Oh, yay!
Oh, there's no man on me.
So.
Oh wow, that got weird.
Camera's on.
This is the guy who's gonna edit this video in a moment.
Yeah. So somebody asked what we use to edit videos. It's a 40-something-year-old
osteoporosis.
Well, that was fun.
The guy's got a case of Ensure.
I'm crushing your head.
Oh my gosh.
I pinch your face. Pinch.
Okay, so in Canada, it's kind of a holiday this week, so things are kind of thrown off, and everybody's kind of. This is the end of the day on a Tuesday. Oh, it is Wednesday, actually.
It's Wednesday. Yeah,
it feels like Monday. A Tuesday. Yeah, we had Monday off. I got no excuse for this. We're all just a bunch of jack in the knees. Chosen one, what does he say?
So Chosen One says, Steve, if you could have a pet dragon, what would his or her elemental affinity be?
Fire.
Also, are you looking forward to getting into War Machine again, or are you just doing it because you're a great guy? For glory and pizza.
And pizza.
Chosen One.
You're not a great guy, so...
You're wrong. Ooh. I'm a pretty great guy, so it is partially because I'm a great guy. Maybe almost entirely, but no, all jokes aside, I actually am looking forward to War Machine Mark III. I'm a little disappointed I sold my Sigmar army. I thought I'd never get back into the game, but the proposed changes that I've so far read about interest me, and I think it's going to be a good game. So I'm going to get right behind it. I'm going to play it. I think it'll be pretty good. Mm-hmm. You play. We're all going to give it the good old college try and see how good this game is, and if it's good, I'm back on board. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying War Machine's a bad game. It wasn't for me. Like I said it numerous times before, last time Josh and I played, we didn't even talk to each other. It was all focused on.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's
true.
There's less social interaction with the game.
Yeah, I think with the pre-measuring and all that kind of stuff, you'll get more social interaction. I think we'll see. They got great models. They got good story. They got good lore. The game is tight. It is tight. Mm-hmm. So let's see where they go as they make it more available to the masses by making it a little bit looser. Mm-hmm. But again, That's probably a bad terminology to say. So we'll see how it goes.
A little bit like gearing it less for the tournaments and more for the casual players. Is
they're
what
cutting the fat.
Good.
They're cutting the fat out. That's not necessary. Good. And I know people are going to call me out and saying that, but if you like Mark II, keep playing Mark II, I guess.
Nothing stopping you from keep going, right?
Nope.
The problem with War Machine I had was after you learn how to play the game, you had to learn your army. And after you learned your army, you had to learn everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, you weren't going to go anywhere.
Well, there's so many minuscule little things that can make you lose the game because you didn't understand, you know, you're remembering the exact wording on one ability messed
up. It's a game of memory. Yep. Oh, I forgot that guy can do that, and I just lost.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get me wrong, the game was pretty good. It just wasn't for me. So what does Esslinger say?
Esslinger says, Steve, what do you think the status of 40K right now? It seems like formations and detachments have gotten a little out of control and that the power creep is not much of a creep as much as a leap, while other codices are left behind to become virtually unplayable.
I wanted to answer this question, so I'm glad that it got up early. I actually saw this question pop up very early last week, or when the video was posted, and I saw it get upvoted a bunch, and then downvoted a bunch, and upvoted. It went back and forth. So some people just greatly disagree with the question. Just the question alone is almost offensive to people, I guess.
Apparently.
Esslinger, am I saying your name right? I fully agree with you. Don't get me wrong, I love Warhammer 40K. I think formations are becoming a problem. They're getting too powerful for what you get in them. Like, there should... Mm-hmm. Like Wall of Mirrors, no. Reclamation Legion, no. The War Convocation, no. Double Demi Company, no. You should not be getting free points. They're taking the balance out of the game. So I'm not going to do this, but I was about to say from now on in my 40K battle reports, my opponent and I will only play combined arms detachments. We're only going to play combined arms. We're not going to play formations. We're not going to use allies. We're going to use one book apiece. So I want to go back and play like 5th edition 40K. And I understand that was a rat. I'm obviously not going to do that. I think many of you would agree with me. I think probably more would disagree. And
I think it depends on when you got into the game.
I got into the game and very how late 6th.
You've been involved with the game. So yeah, that's interesting. Let me get rid of this. Oh, so it fits better. That makes more sense. See, I've been playing since 3rd edition, so okay. I'm of the same mindset as you. I don't think, in the 40K games I've done, I don't think I've ever... Well, okay, I've bred a couple formations, but nothing too much. I'd rather just play combined arms.
Combined arms, it feels more structured. You haven't played much 40K.
No, but like I do own the beginning of a Tau army, and it was... About a month or two before the last codex dropped is when Monka. I bought them. And ever since then, I have no desire to paint them because everybody hates them. And that's just like, oh, I could paint these and nobody wants to play with
that
me.
That is no exaggeration. Colm got a bunch of Tau. He started painting them. He did a really good job. He's learning. He bought an airbrush to start painting them. He's learning how to use the airbrush.
Mm-hmm.
The new codex came out, then Montcon and Kalyon came out, and the wind is completely out of his sail. Like, you just...
Yeah.
They're not even here, are they?
No, right after that, I just pretty much bought a betrayal at Kalf, and now I've been working on 30K.
Yeah.
Because that's what seemed more interesting to me after that.
Yeah. Any of the formations that give you free points should be outright banned. From well, I guess I won't say tournament play. We don't really do tournament play. Gentlemanly play. If you want to play a fair game with a buddy or whatever, if you're getting free points, Double Demi Company, War Convocation, I don't know what else. Those are the big ones.
Those are the two big offenders.
They should be gone. If you play Imperial Guard and your opponent has the Wall of Mirrors special rule where they're just hitting your rear armor on and like armor 10 and no cover allowed, the game's over. There's no game left. I think these formations are taking the game out of the game. And don't get me wrong, I think they're kind of cool. I just think they should be. I think formations should come with a point cost.
You have to buy the extra special rules.
Reclamation Legion costs 300 points, and you have to buy these models. What if the Reclamation was 250 points, 300 points, 200, 300 points?
I could get behind something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, formation should cost points.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on something like 30K and like Rites of War.
Love 30K and Rites of War aren't bad because most of the Rites of War provide a restriction of some sort. Yep. Like you have to bring extra troop choices, or you can't bring any. Like there's usually a restriction, and other than, oh boy, I don't want to talk about this right now, but maybe I will. One Rite of War I found to be kind of disgusting is for the Iron Warriors. The Iron Fire. I have a battle report coming up where you're going to see me use the Iron Fire formation, a Rite of War, and it turned out to be way better than it should have been.
It sounded great. Okay,
so
and
what
performed
point cost
amazing.
Were you playing at, though?
3,000.
So I find reading more of the Rites of War is you go up into the higher points, though, then they start to make more sense. Because I'll use Terror Assault for my Night Lords as the example. So Terror Assault gives me some great bonuses, but my tax that I have to pay is I have to take an extra compulsory troop, and my three compulsory troops must all be my super expensive.
And at 3,000 points, that's not that bad.
At 3,000, 4,000 points, who cares? At 2,000 or 1,500, that's my whole army.
Yeah, that's a huge strength.
I had a battle that came out against
Nova. So maybe it can be more balanced. Those Rite of Wars are more balanced at 2,000. Because when you get 3,000, the restrictions don't seem that bad. But then if your opponent has a similar bonus with his Rite of War...
Are they more balanced at the lower point levels where you're taxed so heavily for the advantages you get?
Maybe. Now, I know Matthew has a particular Rite of War where he doesn't seem to have that many disadvantages, where all his summoners get moved through cover, including his vehicles. Mm-hmm. And he admits an extra troop choice, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, that's the stuff he's taking already.
That's an example.
Yeah, so that's one where that's what it feels like some of the 40K formations are like. Oh, all these things that you're going to be taking anyways, we made them way better.
Yeah. Like, it's almost to the point where, where the camera's sitting right now, my desk is my desk is right there. There's Dark Angels on my desk right now, which I'm finally working on. I'm actually farther along than most people think I am. But I got a bunch painted, and as I'm painting these things, I'm setting these things up, I'm painting them as a playable army, and I realized that I put together the army in formations, in the Lion's Blade detachment, because... The Lion's Blade Demi Company, which I forget what it's called, Strike Force, mm-hmm. Is good. It is really good. I put together my list in formations. I don't like that I did that, that's what kind of everybody's doing. It's where the game is going, and I'm considerably more powerful with those formations than I would be with combined arms. Mm-hmm. So. I don't want to play against the War Convocation unless I start bringing formations, and it's a war of escalation, right? He's got formations, so I'm bringing formations, and so that means everybody's bringing formations because everybody's bringing formations.
Well, because it creates more of a gap of having to discuss with your opponent what kind of list you're bringing.
Yeah, it's not. There's no longer
point costs are. There's some relevance, but I got into the talk the other day of point costs. That they don't mean that much.
Yeah,
because we were talking, Quirk and I were talking Age of Sigmar, and saying with the point costs, Age of Sigmar doesn't have point costs, but point costs don't necessarily mean balance.
True.
So the example I use is I said if I took 2,000 points of non-optimized Chaos Space Marines versus 2,000 points of optimized War Convocation, is that a balanced game? Because the points are equal.
Yeah, exactly.
There's still
a question that comes up when we sit and make our list. So you bring any flyers? Now that one's not that big a deal anymore. Now that we have new flyer rules that might change again. Mm-hmm. But that whole "are you bringing flyers" conversation kind of went away. What it did turn into is: are you bringing super heavies? Are you bringing if someone's going to bring in a Wraith Knight, got to make sure you're prepared for it. If someone's going to bring in an Imperial Knight. Now that one's not that bad because it's only D in combat. But it's only got 6 hull points. That one's not really a bad example because I don't mind fighting a knight in a regular battle.
Depends on what kind of army you're playing, though. If you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you still can get totally overwhelmed.
True. But I don't know. I think I just prefer combined arms, point cost combined arms. Everybody's going to fit into that formation in one way or another, or that structure one way or another. And one book. one book. I know some of you are very upset that you agree with the one book thing.
I agree with it more than you do because I've been playing the game longer.
One book to a battle report. Okay, hold on though. Yeah, one book.
That's what I'll. When I play, that's what I bring.
When I play,
speak to my opponents.
When I bring, I know what I do.
Or except speak for my opponents. Yeah.
When I play my Dark Eldar, I often bring a formation from the Homunculus Coven. Mm-hmm. I'm totally okay with not bringing that formation for two reasons: because it's a formation and because it's not in my main book. I'm totally happy to go on a one book combined arms. So I think we talked about that long enough.
Common ubiquitous. Okay, this down to this one.
Yeah.
The Andaros. Andaros. Steve.
A lot of continents.
Yep. Steve, do you ever have trouble?
Land right in the middle of his name.
Mm-hmm. Pangea.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Steve, do you ever have trouble staying motivated with Warhammer Fantasy?
Nope. Love the game.
I still enjoy the game personally, but have lost all motivation to add to my Empire army, where before I was determined to own at least one of every unit. Fantasy has speedily been declining here in Finland, but you guys still seem to be expanding your fantasy arsenal still. Also, don't get orcs and goblins. It's a trap.
It's a trap!
Empire is the best army. Keep up the good work, and keep trying to perfect your fantasy games. You'll get the game without errors. At
whoop. The pages are out of order.
Some point.
Later.
Hey. Slowly.
The last words were some point.
At some point. Okay. First of all, hey, I'm pretty accurate in my battle report, I think. No, I know. There's still errors every now and then, little minor ones, but sometimes bigger ones. Is it hard to stay
motivated?
I have a very unique advantage most people won't have. Maybe a couple. Honestly, don't let it go to your head, but yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple of guys who are here in building every day who love the game as much as I do. Mm-hmm. If they aren't here, absolutely, you'll see my motivation drop. Now, I get not wanting to add to your army because I do not want to paint fantasy anymore. The armies are too stinking big. I don't want to paint 60 goblins. I've said this 1,000 times. I don't want to paint 60 goblins for one unit.
They're easy to paint, though. Like, night goblins are
super... How do you paint them?
Black cloaks, green faces.
Gotcha. I just don't want... I understand not wanting to paint an army. Now, I have another thing that I'm actually lucky and blessed that I have the ability to do is... Or I can get people to paint the armies for me. As long as I don't want them to own them personally. The studio will buy them. Mm-hmm. People will paint them for us, and we get to use them. So I do have an Orc and Goblin army coming in. It's mostly Savage Orcs. So I'm going to love that army, and I'll play the heck out of that army. So, yeah, no, having other people around you who are as in love with the game as you are will greatly increase your motivation.
Well, and, yeah, people that you see on a daily basis.
Because
it's one thing, to go to the club, and, your buddies that play just aren't there or whatever else. That gets discouraging. That got me out of 40K for a while because, my buddies moved away that played, and I didn't have any to play against.
Every year when I go away to school, I get significantly less painting done. Not only because I have schoolwork to do, but also because I don't really have a gaming community, really. Well, I haven't really had enough time to delve into it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I honestly went probably 4 or 5 months owning that Empire army that Steve donated to me. And I never touched it with anything until we actually scheduled a game. And I had about a month. And I just wrote up a 2,000-point list and powered through getting a 2,000 points done in that month. So I totally understand when you're not really around it. It can be kind of discouraging mm-hmm. just to stare at that big wall of gray things.
Yeah. Oh, God, I never again. When Josh got hired on, within weeks, we ordered a crap ton of miniatures to expand our fantasy armies. And then Colin came back because he was off to school. Now there's three of us here, and no spoilers, we have other projects on the go in the fantasy area,
mm-hmm.
realm, that because we love the game. And my excitement is up because they're both here. So it's the community. It's ours as small as the three of us, but you have to have buddies or people around you who are as enthusiastic about the game as you are, and it's great. And mm-hmm. I got mm-hmm. it.
Because honestly, nothing gets me more motivated than losing a game and being that thing needs to get done, and I go home and work on it that night.
That's why you got your
Pegasus Knight.
Your captain of Pegasus done.
Yes, sir. Next question from Fluff Matters, Steve. If you were to choose the next eating challenge, what would it be?
Snickers challenge, because I like Snickers. I got nothing to expand upon that. I like Snickers. I'm a fat guy.
I've been saying for a while I want to see you guys do raw ginger root.
Yes.
I could probably, I think I could, I don't know, no, maybe.
That's why I want to see you do it, because you think you can actually do it.
So spicy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, yeah, I know. But it's not really gross. Here's the thing, at least I could try.
Yeah, you put
forth. Maybe I fail. I probably fail. But at least I can try without.
And it won't be that gagging. Smelly.
Ooh.
It won't be as smelly as some of the other
not,
ones you've
it's
done.
It's not super gross. It's just, it's a lot of flavor.
Yep.
Yeah. But Dave has, I don't know, Dave's almost unbeatable. He just turns his brain off and goes. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's almost scary.
Yeah, yeah.
That or just olive oil?
Snickers challenge.
Big jar of olive oil.
Yuck.
Yum.
He's glug, Italian. He is Italian.
Could you sit down and drink like 2 liters of...
No, I don't think the body can without throwing up. Whoa. But yeah, I can drink a cup of oil. Sure.
How much do you think you could drink?
I don't know. Give me a cup of vinegar as well. I'll just mix them up and salad dressing.
No, olive oil.
Just straight olive oil.
Yeah, just straight olive oil.
A little bit of parsley, a little bit of vinegar. Just, like, a little red calories. Wine vinegar. Glug, glug.
Blech.
Wow, I'm broken.
I'm thinking about how terrible that would be.
No, that would just be awful.
Snickers challenge voted.
Fleshcraft. Steve, have you ever... I have a question about Imperial Guard rules. If you were playing Unbound, can you take conscripts without to the two infantry squads and platoon command squad?
No. No, you cannot. Unbound does not mean do what you want. Unbound means you're not following a structure. Basically, your models aren't in either a formation or detachment. That's all that means. Conscript squads are part of an infantry platoon. That means you have to have two infantry squads, and you have to have a command squad. You may not take conscripts and call yourself unbound. That's unbound does not mean whatever you want. Unbound means you're not in a detachment formation. That's all that means. No, you can't do that. That'd be like saying, can I just take a single plasma gun guy and run him around? No. The unbound doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. I mean that politely.
Hey, ask your opponent. Do whatever you want.
Well, there's that. But if you're in a store, and if you're one of those guys claiming that you can do that, and somebody's saying no, all the other guy's right.
Well, if you claim you can do it within the actual proper rules,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I can take my ogre lead belchers if I want, and somebody lets me. I mean,
yeah, true. But you know, you're asking the question as if is it legit? Is it? Can you find a rule to back that up? No, there's no rule saying you can take conscripts. Unbound does not mean bring whatever you want. Now I know people talked about that. This is why I get a little. Agitated, but I'm a little more heated about that because that was one of the things that came up two years ago when people were hearing the rumors about Unbound. Unbound means you can do whatever you want. He's going to bring a melta gun, a plasma gun, two devastators. Like people were talking about that as Unbound meant you can do whatever you want. Unbound doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. Unbound just means your units aren't in a formation or detachment. So no, you can't take those conscripts.
Twergwe. Steve, would you rather face in a painting contest? One Chris, one Lee, or 1,000,000,000 Dave and Matthews?
What's now, wrong
is
with
it,
you?
Now is it one Chris and Lee or 1,000,000,000?
Yeah, do I gotta fight Chris and Lee?
It's Chris and Lee, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the punctuation.
Exactly. Like, or separates only the...
Or 1,000,000,000 Daves and Matthews.
So it's... Chris and Lee versus 1,000,000 Dave Matthews.
Okay, I don't have to say, I'm not saying anything behind their back because they both know that they're not the greatest of painters. But 1,000,000,000 of them might nail it on the head, dude. That I can't win.
You can have everybody plus just doing the smallest detail.
It would take me forever just to find out. No. I'd rather fight Chris and Lee because if you're going to win a competition, you want to beat the best, right? So 1,000,000 Dave and Matthew, no. I'll go against Chris and Lee.
Next one from Arcan Black.
Okay, hold on. Is everybody comfortable? Because I'm like in a scoop in this couch. Like I just want to sit up straight.
I feel like I'm like falling.
Yeah, I feel like I'm slowly sinking.
Like my waist is like 3 feet in front of my head. Like I'm almost laying down.
Take a lean, Steve. Take a lean.
My neck doesn't hurt as much anymore.
Okay, Arcan Black. Arcan. Yeah. Steve, loving my Necrons, every time I win... What are you doing over here?
I'm paying attention.
Trying to read.
Every time I win, I exclaim glory for the mountain.
Yup.
Recently, you said that you do not play many video games anymore.
Nah, I don't.
Was wondering if you or anyone in Mini War Gaming is planning to do Eternal Crusade when it comes out.
Doesn't Quirk already do that?
Quirk already does do Eternal
Crusade. Yeah, we all have accounts for Eternal Crusade. You just,
for what I've seen, he doesn't do it that well.
Oh well. No, sorry, dude. Every time I have a free moment and I start playing a game, it's like, oh, I got stuff to paint.
Yep.
Yeah, I wish I could, I don't know, maybe one day I'll get back into video gaming.
I understand. Honestly, once I got into this hobby, it really kind of killed my love. Like, the only thing I think I played was around Christmas was Fallout 4. Yeah, because I was a huge fan of Fallout 3 in Vegas and all those, so it was just like, okay, I'm just playing the old games. And like you, I could still play the old games that I played when I was a kid. I love N64. I love GameCube still.
So what I do play, in the last, I don't know, 2 years, I probably went through Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Icewind Dale, Final Fantasy 6, Final Fantasy 5, repeatedly on my iPad. The old school computer games or old like Super Nintendo ports on the iPad, mm-hmm. I can still mindlessly play those in the evening. I love that kind of stuff. But console games, I don't even own the newest console. I don't own an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4. I haven't even bothered buying one.
I had a 360 at home.
I gave mine to my nephew.
I got an N64 and a GameCube.
I have a Wii, I think, somewhere.
Somewhere.
I have a PlayStation.
I think everybody has a Wii somewhere.
They just don't know where. The last game I bought, and this is all old, it was Diablo 3 when it came out for the PC. So how long? That was like 3 years ago, right?
I'm trying to think. I remember when it came out. I remember being in high school still. Now,
I played the crap out of Battlefront, so I thought I would buy one of the new consoles in Star Wars Battlefront when it came out. I just never did. Because I played a lot of that, and I had some good times. Well, you met my cousin Dan. Mm-hmm. Like, we could play Battlefront or something like Mario Kart. We'd have crazy fun playing Mario Kart. But then we have to hook something.
GoldenEye.
Oh, I'm so bad. I'm too old. I'm too young for that game.
Too young.
Honestly.
Too young for that game.
I can't get the one stick. I just end up doing this, and then everyone shoots me. I can't honestly even beat the first level. I'm really? So bad.
That's all we got time for. So we got through like half a page, and I didn't have
a page and a half.
Okay, so we're gonna go in the vault right now and do some more of your questions, and maybe you'll pick up the pace a little bit. I don't know. This couch is pretty comfy yet uncomfortable. So right now we're going to the vault. You can click the link below and get yourself a 7-day free trial to watch that second half of us just rambling about questions to me. But remember, if you want to post questions for Matthew for next week, post them on this video on the main webpage, miniwargaming.com. Thanks for watching and happy wargaming.